It's the day after Valentine's and everything is 60% off at CVS. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Evelina.
Evelina.
That's right. I'm still in a Valentine-y mode. Another exotic name.
I would ask you how to spell that, but that might take up the entire podcast.
Right.
So.
True.
Do you even know? Evelina. Let me see. E-V-E-L-Y-A-N-C.
It could be spelled the way you started, E-V-E-L-I-N-A. I'm spelling it in an unusual way.
Ooh, exotic.
Because my friend Evelina is from Poland, and in Poland they spell Evelina, E-W-E-L-I-N-A. It's spelled like you, Alina, but it's pronounced Evelina, and she's a listener of Community News
Evelina.
Podcast. All so right, now it's not just Iceland and Netherlands who love Community News Podcast. It's also our Polish friends in Poland.
We are taking over the world one country at a time.
That's amazing. I really do think it's
that
amazing.
That they all are so interested in small town life.
America. I guess, you know, small town Americana is funny and interesting to those Europeans because they're like, what a bunch of idiots. Just like we are.
Exactly.
Just like you and I are. Probably.
So how is I know it's the most sacred holiday of the year?
Oh.
How was your Valentine's yesterday?
I'm not
going
to say it's the most sacred. I know you're mocking me, but I will admit that I do love Valentine's Day. I don't love it from my husband or from men. I realize I'm smart enough and realistic enough to realize that men think it's an idiotic holiday, and I get why it is idiotic. But I do like the girly, cutesy part of it, so it is one of my favorites. How was mine? Well, mine was fine because I completely lower all expectations and don't plan on it being anything, so mine was fine.
That is a wonderful romantic spirit you have going
on. Was that passive-aggressive?
Possibly.
Or was it just aggressive-aggressive?
It was aggressive-aggressive. So what really happened?
The play-by-play? I mean, you know, should we talk about the community?
The play-by-play. This does have an X rating, this podcast.
I think he really wants to go back to my Club Med story and get that play-by-play. That would be much more interesting.
No, I'm really interested
than my
to hear
one-on-one play-by-play of my Valentine's. Well, I don't know that I should be that personal. Being that we're public figures and everything, I don't know that I should really talk about my intimate play-by-play Valentine with my own actual husband.
Really?
Well, first of all, let me say, how was your Valentine's with your ex-ex-ex-wife?
It was wonderful. We wound up eating the leftover Domino's pizza from Pizza Day on Saturday. So it was a perfect night.
And she was happy with that too?
Of course she was happy.
So she does not, unlike me, like to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe she does, but she didn't say anything.
Has she ever told you she would like to
get a
present or receive flowers? You were talking about looking for a present for her.
I did make a present
for
her.
You made one? Oh, a macaroni necklace?
No.
Sprayed silver?
Even better.
A macaroni picture frame.
I taped an extra 3 episodes of Wheel of Fortune for us to watch. How is that?
Really? Is that her favorite show?
Her favorite. That and NCIS.
Oh, I bet she appreciated a real handmade Valentine.
Isn't that wonderful?
Darling Paul.
Eating pizza from Domino's.
Eating cold pizza. Did you give her flowers?
No. Okay. Were you supposed to?
I mean,
everything's 60% off today.
Right, it depends on what the woman wants. Like, if you're married to someone like me, I would say don't send me flowers on Valentine's because I realize it's 250% markup. So I don't want you to send them to me. But, you know, I wouldn't mind you going and around to different people's gardens and like plucking flowers out of them the way you throw shit in other people's dumpsters and like making me a beautiful wildflower bouquet. I'm not saying I would mind that.
So you wouldn't mind that. So basically what I'm gathering here is your Valentine's Day was not as exciting as watching Wheel of Fortune and NCIS eating cold pizza.
No, like I said, mine was great because I basically, after the second year of marriage, I completely lowered all my expectations for Valentine's, anniversary, birthday, Mother's Day, and any other holiday.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, like, this is not my husband's thing. He's not going to be writing me a poem about how beautiful I am and how fabulous I am. He's not going to get me flowers. We're not going to go out to dinner, and he's not going to make a special dinner, and he's not going to get me a present. So, no, it was fabulous because once you set your expectations, as long as they meet them, so mine were fine. My kids gave me little cards. That's the only time I get my heart broken on Valentine's Day is if they don't give me something, then I'm like, really? The husband and the kids don't appreciate me? But no, they wrote me a little note and they both wrote me very sincere, sweet notes. It was good. And I don't look to Valentine's Day as it has to be celebrated with the one I love. I think that's women's first mistake. If you're looking for Valentine's Day to be celebrated by the guy you're in a partnership with, you're going to be sadly, sadly disappointed. Now, if you're in a relationship with a woman, you'll probably have a really great Valentine's Day.
So basically, Valentine's is the one that you kind of like or can tolerate? Is that where we're at this point?
Not with the one you love if they're a heterosexual male. That's all I'm saying. There's a ton of genders and binary, non-binary. I can't even keep track. There's probably in some kind of combination, it's great with the one you love.
I can't believe
you love a heterosexual male.
I can't believe how worked up you get over this Hallmark holiday. It's unbelievable.
I love that it makes you laugh. It's funny that you mentioned CVS and the 60% discount because there was one time that I'm not going to name names, but I almost got in trouble by my husband because somebody was going to be a client of his. I'm not going to say CVS, but let's say some drugstore chain. And I made a joke about how he should go in and ask, why are all the Valentine stuff so cheesy and cheaply made? And he was like, you can't put that on Twitter. I'll get in trouble. Yeah, and it was a whole thing.
So did you put it on Twitter?
Well, I had put it on Twitter, and somebody at a bar mitzvah told him that while we were there, like 5 minutes after I put it up, and he said, you have to take that down. I'm going to get in trouble. That's my client. And I took it down.
You did take it down?
Of course, out of respect for him and the money that he makes that keeps us all afloat.
How many retweets did it have at that point?
Oh, I think it had like 74 at that point.
Wow. So good job you took it down.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it got out to the heads of CVS. That's my point. But getting back to Valentine's, I would like to know, did you guys have any romance when you were watching?
Well, you've been asking
me all these months, and I feel like it's time we get some of your salacious details.
All I can say is that we were watching NCIS, and Gibbs was on the television. And
what does that mean? Does that work her up into a frenzy?
You know, that Mark Harmon Gibbs.
Oh, he gets
her
going?
Who doesn't it work up? That's okay. All I've got to say.
All right.
I'm going to just leave it there.
All right. Well.
But you know what? I did think of, because I haven't come up with a new business in a couple weeks.
Yes.
So the new business is.
Yes.
The day after Valentine's Day.
The mea culpa present?
We need to come up with a holiday there because then you're getting everything at 60% off.
True.
So it's like cheap Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's a good
day.
Idea.
It's like frugal Valentine's Day.
For the
Day.
One you don't love enough to spend retail on, but the one you love enough to spend discounted wholesale prices
on. And that
on.
Person should appreciate it even more because you're saving money
that you can put towards other things, like a tropical vacation with them.
Or something for themselves.
Or something with their actual wife.
Right. So it's perfect.
What do you think of their mistress.
What do you think of that idea? So I'm going to market that
the
day after Valentine's Day.
I think that's a good one. I think that's going to go over well with all of that 71-year-old prostitute's customers. I bet they'll use that service.
Do you think that's a discount day for hookers?
Discount. Well,
I'm sorry, for ladies of the evening.
Right. I think it's a good discount day for people to buy presents for the person who they're not legally married to. Not everybody knows they're with.
So what you're saying is it's Cheater's Day.
It's Cheater's Day, right.
So the day after Valentine's Day is Cheater's Day because you can buy your mistress.
It's not just cheaters. It's cheaters. It's prostitutes. It's, what do they call it? Friends with benefits. It's all those people's day.
All those people's day. Friends with Benefits is FWB.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I love little acronyms because
you do?
Isn't that an acronym?
That's what it's called? That's so funny. Hashtag FWB.
Is that what it is?
It is an acronym. But you know which acronyms I do not like?
Right.
I'm just trying to give you a good,
how's that segue? I haven't done a good segue in a while.
The acronyms that I do not like are the ones that I keep hearing thrown about all the time. And every time I'm on Facebook, I'm in that Townport school page group. And it's like, this is what I read. The BOE needs to go to the BOF, and the BOF better fund what the BOE is asking for, or else the RTM should have a revote and replace the BOF members who are only voting out of their own agenda. Do you ever notice this stuff? The BOE and the RTM and the BOF.
I have no idea what any of those
things
mean.
Oh, because you don't have kids still in the school.
Exactly.
You're so lucky. Well, with the school drama, you all remember one of our middle schools is closed here in Townport, and all the kids are being housed at the other middle school.
The refugees.
Refugees, as our community newspaper that we used to work for called them. Now, we have factions of different parent groups fighting over where the kids should be. We have 10% of parents who are actually fighting over where the kids should be based on what's best for the greater good. Then we have the other 90% fighting over where the kids should be based on nothing but complete selfishness, self-interest, and where they don't want their kids to be, and ways they don't want their kids to be affected. So every day I'm reading just hundreds and hundreds of comments, emails, messages about the BOF said, but the BOE said in that meeting, well, the RTM said, the RTM is the representative town meeting for people that don't live in a small town like this. And, you know, there's more. And then there's the RFP. The RFP is the request for portables, that they're trying to get portables to put some of the kids in some of the potential options for the school. So I've read about RWFs and RFPs by the BOF and the BOE and the RTM, and I seriously feel like it's an episode of Abbott and Costello.
Let me ask you a question. Yes. Was this the sweet talk you used last night for Valentine's to get into the mood? Because that is really a turn on.
Hot, isn't it?
All those acronyms.
Okay,
and
what if I said all those acronyms and I was standing up at a podium, passionate, angry, and in a white t-shirt that I stood up and poured two giant water bottles of water over myself in? And I'd like to add, not plastic water bottles, because this town is trying to ban them, just like plastic straws, because it's not environmentally correct. Two metallic, environmentally correct water bottles. Would you then think it was hot?
Oh, then it would be amazing. So the metallic ones, you're talking about those things that everybody carries around now,
yes,
the new...
Yes, because they're trying to ban...
20 years from now, we'll realize all...
causes some other kind of cancer.
Right.
Well, our town here was one of the first towns in America to ban plastic bags from a grocery store.
Yes.
I think it's great. And we're in the process of banning the plastic straws, and now they want to ban plastic water bottles because save the seas and save the environment.
Well, that's my business now because I do sell plastic bags outside. Oh. The store.
That's a good business. But I just also, I mean, it's a really good business. I don't mean to dismiss it and blow it off. I just wanted you to be aware when I was describing the hotness of me using BOF, BOE, RTM in a shirt that I'm about to douse with water. I just didn't want to throw off the potential hotness factor by you thinking it was plastic water bottles. No, environmentally correct metallic water bottles about to go over my white t-shirt. Would it be hot then?
Now, are we finally getting to exactly what happened last night on Valentine's Day? Is this really? Did you give your speech in front of your husband in
a
white t-shirt, in a podium, and pour water on it? Is that what he got to witness?
Well,
is that it? We're getting to the bottom of it. I think so.
Before I even answer that, I'm thinking, why would he find that hot? Allegedly, he would have already seen whatever's going on under my t-shirt by now, right?
Who cares?
We're married a long time.
He's a guy in his age where we are used to appreciate
somewhere between 20s and 70s.
Somewhere between birth and death. He's
anybody who might be listening.
Right. No, I'm just talking about any guy
who is interested in boobs.
Right.
I was trying to say I want to keep it open to all our potential demographic. You know, you're giving me a good idea. I've never thought to do that for my husband. Do you think it could spice things up in our life if I not only changed my name and told him I was Evelina tonight, but what if I also did that? What if I said I'm going to pour this water over me? Although he would like me to pour it from the plastic bottles because he's not so into the environment. He finds it actually a little annoying that people are
really
so politically correct.
Is that why he throws people's crap in other people's dumps?
Absolutely. No, but it is a good recycling move of him, you know, to do that. Well, maybe so. Maybe what you just gave me a good idea. Maybe tonight after dinner, I'm going to get like.
On Cheater's Valentine's Day.
Right. To make sure he's here and not out with his who knows what.
Right.
I'm going to get
60% off crap.
Right. I'm going to get 6 bottles of water. Ooh, I'm going to get them from Costco because that's one of his favorite stores. I'm going to have 6 Costco water bottles and I'm going to pour them over myself and see if that gets him to stop watching the football game and pay attention to me. Thank you, Paul.
Happy Friday night, everybody. Sounds like it's going to be wonderful.
We missed one important news story before we can't sign off yet.
We can't?
No.
Why not?
Did you hear what happened?
I thought you had to go to Costco before it
closed. I do need to go to Costco and grab some water. But did you hear what happened last night in town on Valentine's Day? One of the restaurants. Did you hear there was a big incident? It was in the news.
I didn't hear about this.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, it wasn't as bad as, you know, other incidents that have happened on Valentine's Day like a million years ago. I think there was some kind of mob hit on Valentine's Day. But here in Townport, it was really important. You know how all the restaurants charge like $350 a person on Valentine's? for the same food they serve the rest of the year?
I would not know that because we ate cold pizza.
Well, we also don't partake in that because we're better at managing our money than that. But they all did. They had out these specials and people go. Well, one restaurant, I won't say the name because we don't want to not just not have them in as an advertiser, but we don't want to get sued. One restaurant apparently made a mistake. They overbooked. An honest mistake. They had a young hostess. She overbooked. Well, 10 couples, 10 Valentiners got to that restaurant and found out there was no seat for them and no 5-course meal for them. And they blew a gasket.
That's why Valentine's is ridiculous.
Or that's why this town can be ridiculous.
Right.
And small towns can be ridiculous.
So what happened? Did they wind up at Domino's like we did?
Well, what the news reports are saying is that they were freaking out. The men were losing it. The women were losing it. Everyone was screaming at the restaurant about how they were ruining their Valentine's Day, ruining their night. And one couple took it so far as to say that they were ruining their marriage and that they were going to get divorced over this and they were going to sue the restaurant. Now, really, if you're at the point where what happens last night is what's making you get divorced, I mean, you're either lying or that's a really weak union to start with.
All I can say is, had I known this was going to go on, worth the price of admission to be at that restaurant.
Or at least walking down the street.
Of course, that's it would have been great.
That's great drama. Oh,
I wish I
know.
I'd known.
I hope one of our listeners was out there filming it and someone can send us some viral, not yet gone viral video. Community news listeners, if anybody was out on Main Street and Elm last night and saw this at that restaurant, can you please send us some of your video?
Yeah, you know, hopefully better than that little kid who took the video of my car accident, which is an almost car accident, I should say. It's going nowhere.
Paul likes to keep pointing out that my I-team investigation one time brought in a witness who flipped on me.
Totally flipped on. Well, can I say it now? Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday, everybody, and happy day after Valentine's Day, or what we now know as happy cheaters / prostitutes / friends with benefits day.
That's wonderful. I'm going to get some 60% off candy at CVS. And as always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Evelina. And I just want to say, tomorrow, Paul and I are hosting a community event, Disappointed Ladies Valentine's Party. So if anyone in the community wants to come, if you didn't have the Valentine's Day you wanted, come to our live event. We'll even be trying to make a podcast from there. As always, I am Evelina.
That's right, Evelina. Live podcast tomorrow night.
At the Disappointed Lady Valentine's Day party.
And it's going to be broadcast following Tuesday.
Or as
so
my
make
kids
sure to
say,
to it.
It'll be lit.
Lit times here at the Valentine's Day party where I'll be the only male. We'll let you know what happens.
That's
talk to
be
you
a
soon.
Fun one. Take care.